Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Cakes, you're a good tipper. I just have a question.
I think I'm a decent tipper.
I think you're a pretty good tipper. I don't know about Bickle. I think he's a pretty good tipper.
I'm average.
You're average.
So 20% plus.
So I'm having mulch done today.
How many are going to be there?
I don't know. Three, probably?
I don't know. $20.
20? Is that it?
How long does it take him? An hour?
I would say 20.
I think it would probably take 2 hours.
I'm not big on tipping for services like that I pay for. To be honest with you, I'm a restaurant tipper. I'm a bar tipper.
So should I just tip 20%?
I'm a tipper on a guy like a mover.
Yeah.
I don't tip my like mulch guys.
I think you got to hook them a little bit.
No, I hook them with the freaking $500 you charge.
Well, I know, but they're not getting that.
Well, they.
I did mulching with my friends for a couple months, and very few times did we get tipped.
Yeah, I don't think that's a.
I don't think you have to tip.
I think you just have to pay.
I feel
you have like a tipping fetish.
You pay your fee.
Well, because I like to make them feel good.
All right, so
tip them $100 each. $100 each.
So that's a little bit outrageous.
You want to make them feel good.
All right, so maybe I'll go in the middle. Maybe 50 a pop.
All right, well, if you tip them all that money, you're not going to have enough money to buy OJ's Bronco when it comes to auction.
Okay, how much do I have to pay for OJ's Bronco?
How much do you think you would have to pay for OJ's infamous Ford Bronco? By the way, right now...
Al Cowlings was driving around?
I can't believe this is actually a place. It's currently on loan to the Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Tennessee. Maybe you can go visit it when you're going to watch. Right.
I have no idea.
Up on the Commodores.
I have no idea what they're asking. I'm just going to take a wild guess. $3.7 million.
I mean, that's a little bit high.
Well,
that's a little high.
If it's a story, I figured it'd be a high number.
JP, do you have a guess?
All right, $400,000.
$285,000.
They've actually had offers up to $750,000 in the past. And now that there's renewed interest in all things OJ, the owners feel like they could get at least $1.5 million for OJ's white Ford Bronco.
Who owns it?
I don't know.
It's been in storage all these years.
No, it's on loan to a crime museum right now. Like, if you went to this crime museum in Tennessee.
So the owners of the museum think they can get $1.5 million.
They've loaned it to them.
Oh,
they
loaned
it. That own the museum.
Oh, I got you. So they think they can get $1.5 million.
Or more. They think they can get at least $1.5 million for it.
Maybe they'll get $3.7 million.
Maybe they could drive up the price.
Oh, who would buy that?
I wouldn't pay 37 cents for it.
First of all, if you bought it,
what would you do with it? I would if I could flip it.
If I could flip, of course.
Do you just put it in your garage? Like,
I don't know.
Do you put it on display in your driveway? Like, what would you do with it?
I don't know. I guess you got to be like a car guy that probably has a garage.
Maybe it was an investment. because it's like buying artwork from an artist who's on their deathbed.
Or buying an old-fashioned car.
Maybe. Is that considered blood money, though, if you make money off of OJ's car?
It's a good question.
I think out of all the people in the world, you could make blood money off of OJ.
Yeah. Yeah.
My Uncle Lexi has old-fashioned cars.
Yeah.
Like from the 1920s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think people like Jay Leno that collect cars.
Yeah, he's
like a weirdo like that.
I don't know. I feel like there's someone out there that maybe knew OJ was having health problems and then bought the car and just kind of sat on it, waited for him to die, and now is striking while the iron's hot.
I have big respect for the people that I see that bring their old school cars like up to like one of the shopping centers in Olney, like some weekends during the spring and summer.
Like a car show.
I've seen those guys.
They're like muscle cars.
Yeah, the car shows.
Like the cars from like the ZZ Top videos from the 80s. I mean, these cars are like, some of them are like 70, 80, 90 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you find a part for that car? Like, if you're rebuilding that car, you need a piece for the car. Where do you find... apart for like a, I'm just going to throw a name out there, for like an old Studebaker or like
I'm sure they're out there.
Vehicle that hasn't been built for 50 years.
Model T.
Yeah, how do you find parts for those cars?
Mm.
Where would you go? The junkyard? Like you go on eBay?
Yeah, maybe a scrapyard.
A scrapyard? You're going to go find just a part for your car?
Or you know, you 3D printer.
3D printer, that's true. I mean, if Bryson is smacking the ball with his 3D printed irons, I guess you could print out a piece of a 1940s car that they don't make anymore. I don't get
There's probably certain auto parts stores that are strictly for those old cars.
Maybe. For sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
So that's where you go.
Hey, can I ask you a side question?
Yes.
Valdez, I think you would be keenly interested in this. Is Scottie Scheffler a big phony?
Why? Because he was at the dive bar?
Yeah, all he did in all his interviews was tell his wife on camera and tell all the reporters, I just want to get home to my wife. I just want to get home to my wife.
Yeah.
Honey, I'm just going to answer these questions and I'm coming straight. And then he flies to a bar in Dallas before he goes home.
Well, where's his home?
Dallas area. In other words, all he did was tell everybody how much he was missing his wife.
Here's what happened. I can tell you exactly what happened.
They had a conversation on the plane.
He flies home. He sees his wife isn't about to give birth. Then he just goes out and celebrates winning the green jacket again. Everything's good on
the plane.
He said
golf wasn't satisfying, though.
I don't think he went at home first. I think he...
Well, hold on. You think he landed and just went straight to the dive bar?
Correct.
Maybe.
This was Sunday night.
Yes. The out is that he was wearing his green jacket. The out is that he called her and she congratulated. She said, "Hey, I'm going to sleep. Go ahead.
Stop by. Have a couple IPAs."
What was his association with that bar?
Don't know.
Does he have a friend who owns it?
They say it's an iconic local dive bar.
EB, probably a little bit of a phony. I also thought it was overblown. Like the due date is a couple weeks away, right?
Yeah. Well, I think somebody asked.
I mean, it happens every once in a while.
Somebody asked him.
Right. It happens every once in a while. I mean, my wife delivered a month early, but
Valdez, where do you stand? Big phony? They say it's not clear if he made a quick pick stop at home.
I'm going to say not a phony.
Okay. So what do you think? What is the reasonable explanation?
His wife could be the one taking the picture.
I don't think that she was photographed there. I mean, there's a bunch of pictures with him and all these drunkards.
She could have been the one taking the picture. My guess is that after the ceremony and everything, talked to her afterwards, got on the plane, texted, like, say, I'll let you know when I land or I call when
she
I land.
She said, go celebrate with the guys.
Yeah, she says, if I don't answer, I'm probably asleep. If I'm asleep, just go out, celebrate, see you in the morning.
I mean, if he was 5 or 10 minutes from the house, he could obviously
I'm sure
get
it
there.
Wasn't that far.
Right.
But still, I'm just blowing up the guy's spot. Is he a big phone?
He's just trying to have a good time with his ugly green jacket.
I actually don't think he's a big phone.
You know why? Eric hates Scotty Scheffler now?
Is he threatening Tiger's greatness?
Yes, because he threatens Tiger's greatness.
That's probably part of it.
Not even close. Good luck keeping this up for the next couple years.
I
hit the nerve.
Very defensive.
He's threatening Tiger's greatness.
The guy's got 2 wins.
I know, but in the data
he's got
golf
12
in
wins.
The data golf era, he's the second best player in all of
he's
all
pretty
of
dominant
since
right
not,
now
since the 1990s.
Okay, He's on a little heater. This will be an average year for Tiger. Hey, Tiger would win.
See,
you didn't hit on nothing. He's so non-threatening to me. He's non-threatening. I consider him not a threat.
Well, why would you consider him a threat at all?
I don't.
Well, no, but I'm saying, why would you be threatened?
He's putting words in my mouth.
Why would you be threatened by another golfer? He's, like, you talk smack about Tiger. You hate Tiger.
He really threatened
Jack's
record.
I don't like him as a
person. Right, so why would you risk
Jack's record? It's not Tiger's record.
Because he's so fun. He's so compelling to watch.
Well, I think his record of being number one in the world
well, now VJ
for like 11
and
years straight or whatever.
That's okay.
Right, okay.
But it happens. I mean, he beat a bunch of guys that missed the cut. He beat Jordan Spieth.
He's not fun to watch anymore. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I think he's entertaining.
No,
Tiger. Tiger was fun to watch on Friday for sure.
Okay, but he was even par. It was a great even par round because of the weather. Right. But he's not fun to watch over four rounds.
It's not enough for him to number one Tiger the way Valdez thinks it is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just asking.
It sounds like
I
it.
Actually
Doesn't
don't.
It's possible, EB, he's a phony. Tiger Woods was proven to be a phony. I don't think he is either. But
I actually don't think he is.
And it appears he did go home first or was greeted by his wife. Like, I just read an article.
Well, in the Daily Mail, it said it was unclear. So you're saying it did.
I read something not from the Daily Mail. Can't remember what it was from. Might have been on Bro Bible. And it said.
You act like that's more credible.
He was greeted by his wife. And then he went out
he got
until 2 a.m.
He got permission to go out and party.
And they All said right. that it wasn't like wild, like, I can't
He's
remember
playing
who it was.
This week.
Somebody didn't double.
He's in the field.
Right. So what's the point?
Well, I mean, he doesn't have to be right by her side 24/7. I mean, if she goes into labor, it's going to take a few hours.
Only, of course.
You know what I mean?
I don't care what he does. I just am commenting on the fact that he was telling everybody he can't wait to get home to his wife, and next thing you know, he's at a bar.
Well,
he was. All these
you're
well, he
to
was home.
Holes in him because
well, hold on.
A slight
I actually
to Tiger.
Don't think he's a.
He was
EB,
home.
It's not
technically
like
he was
with
home
her, with his wife that pregnant. It's not like he's going home to tag it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he doesn't get victory buns.
You're right. Maybe he gets a victory smoker. No. Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
He got that, then went out with the boys.
Right. All right. Listen, I actually don't think he's a phony.
No,
but that's
he's not.
The thought that
he's genuine.
First occurred to me. That's
but you all. Also thought Tiger had only been with like five women or less.
Well, here's a huge nerd.
Here's,
Tiger.
Here's something I think we can
agree
on.
I believe Cakes believed right. you too.
Oh,
Let's
boy.
Be honest. The green jacket is ugly.
Of course.
You know it's ugly, right?
Yeah, of course.
Even to all the Masters nerds, you know it's ugly.
Of course
it's
it is.
It's an ugly piece of clothing that somehow has gained mythical status.
But you'd be sized to be wearing one.
Well, of course, because of what it represents.
Correct.
But on its own, it's an ugly green jacket.
And
it's
your point
a symbol.
Is? What is your point? I don't understand
just
your
bringing,
point.
I'm just bringing up a fact.
That it's ugly?
Yes.
Yeah, but no one wears it because it's good looking. They don't wear it
they
out.
They wear it
to...
because of what it represents, what it signifies.
Of course.
All right, let's
just
go to...
Stating that it's ugly.
Let's go to Joe in Manassas. Joe, what's up?
hey, what's up, junkies? I love
what's
the
up,
show
Joe?
As always.
Yeah,
I had to call in and just... JP, come on. Scottie Scheffler, a phony? Let's go, man. Come on. Like, that guy's the most stand-up dude ever. I mean,
yeah, just, I just said it's possible.
Bickle's the one who brought it up.
I know.
By the way, man, I said I don't think he is,
oh, okay.
But I'm just asking.
It's not
You're
possible.
Asking the question.
Okay, it's not possible.
I think he's probably
naive.
I think he's probably genuine.
Probably.
I think he appears to be pretty darn genuine to me.
I don't follow Scottie Scheffler. I know very little. I don't know where he went to college. I don't know anything about him.
You know Zippy.
You don't know he went to Texas?
No, he doesn't know
anything.
Possible!
No, why would I know that?
He loves Hook'em Horns. Loves Kevin Durant.
Common knowledge.
Knowledge. Okay. Did you know it, Case?
No, these guys don't
of
care about golf.
Of course not. It's not common knowledge.
Let's go to Steven in Sterling. Steven, what's up?
Steven.
Hey, guys. You guys are talking about that white Ford Bronco.
Yeah.
I remember seeing it on Pawn Stars.
Right.
And the owner in 2017 brought it in and asked $1.3 million for it. Mm-hmm.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, there's no chance that bald dude and the big fat guy, whatever.
Chumley didn't dish out.
Chumley said, "You think we're going to give you 1.3 milli? You can take a hike."
No, they said they probably counted at 600K.
Yeah. EB, here's your response to is Scottie Scheffler threatening Tiger Woods.
All right, see you later, buddy.
Scottie Scheffler's been number one for, they're hyping it up for like 80 weeks straight.
82 weeks.
Oh, it's 82?
I think it's 82.
Tiger Woods in his career has been number one for 683 weeks. So he's got 601 to go.
He's got a ways to go.
No, this is who
I actually like Scottie Scheffler. Hey, I'm just killing a segment.
This is who you should be asking who's phone, if he's phony or not.
Yeah.
If he takes the money, is Rory phony if he takes 850
from Liv? No, he's practical.
John Rahm?
I don't think Rory's
guys
a phony.
How many times did he say, "I hate Liv"?
Of course. I'm not saying, I'm not saying
he's John Rahm's already regretting it. It sounds like everything he says, I want to play four rounds, not three. Like he's desperate to be back in other tournaments.
And Eric, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying Rory's taking it. I'm not saying Rory's taking the money, but if he does,
no, I think
if the rumor's true,
if he takes the money, I don't think he's a phony. I think he's a practical person.
He's going to be
human on the.
He's going to be accused of being phony.
You could accuse him all you want.
After all the stuff.
You know what? Call me whatever you want. It's $850 million.
Right. I would do the same thing.
You can't turn it down.
I'm just telling you what people are going to say.
And they'll be correct.
You would take it. Everybody would take it.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's not a phony. Be hypocritical.
No, it just means, he changed his mind.
Yeah, it's
money. He could be bought.
It's called an offer you can't refuse.
It's an offer you can't refuse.
Being bought, similar to being a phony. That's exactly.
Okay, but proven
his point.
I would say 99% of the people in the world are phony, can be bought.
Hmm.
Very rare.
Why? Scottie Scheffler, I guarantee he's been offered money by Liv.
Has he been offered $850 million?
Probably not.
I don't know. He deserves it more than Rory does.
Lock.
He's a better player right now. Yep. That's for
all right, you can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines right now at 800-636-1067 because when we come back, we'll play Who Makes More Money for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Aerosmith's Peace Out Farewell Tour that's coming to Capital One Arena this fall. So call right now at 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.